Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Eliminate Gray Hair, a natural solution to toxic chemicals. We are very pleased to announce literally a scientific breakthrough designed to heal your hair without the need for toxic chemicals or artificial, often harmful, coloring agents. Our guest, the inventor of this revolutionary new product, is one of the most honored chemists of our time. In 2014, he was awarded the Perkin Medal, widely acknowledged as the highest honor in American chemistry. Over a period of 4 years, our guest perfected a safe, healing, and non-toxic process to eliminate gray hair from your life, and the results are remarkable. I want you to know what you're about to hear will blow your mind, and our guest has a resume in science that's second to none. His credits include being published in over 250 patents, papers, and books. His recent work in fields of pharmaceuticals, personal care products, solar energy, construction, and paving materials are examples of how green chemistry principles can be immediately incorporated into commercially relevant applications. Some of his awards include the 2004 Presidential Award for Excellence in Science Mentoring, considered one of the highest awards in U.S. academia, the American Institutes of Chemistry's Northeast Division's Distinguished Chemist of the Year in 2002, and the Council of Science Society President's 2008 Leadership Award. Finally, our guest has been called one of the most influential people impacting the global chemical industries. Like I said, his accomplishments are second to none. Today, you're about to discover the best, safest, most natural way to eliminate gray hair and get back your original hair color. Does it sound too good to be true? Well, I can tell you it works because I've seen it with my own eyes. But before we meet our special guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. John Warner. John, welcome.
Hi, thanks. Glad to be here.
John, modern hair dyes have been around for over a century and have barely changed since 1907 when they were first invented. Can you briefly explain the science behind your patent for the invention, Hairprint?
Sure, I'll be happy to. The idea here is that most hair dyes are paints that go on the surface of the hair and color the hair, whatever the color is in the bottle. You put it on the hair and you make the hair colored that. What Hairprint does is it restores the original human pigment to the hair so that when you're done, you haven't created some artificial process. You have exactly the molecules that would have been in your hair had you not gone gray in the first place. So it's a way to restore that original color with the original molecule.
What I find interesting about this, and at first I was skeptical, right, John? But I know you can speak to this a little bit before we actually talk about how this product actually restores the gray hair, to its original youthful color. We're going to definitely get into that. People are going to want to hear this. But, it's interesting what you said about the artificial, more conventional way of coloring hair. It seems very obvious when someone does that. I mean, to be honest with you, yeah, it's not gray, but it sort of looks fake, right?
Exactly. And the reason for that is because it's a paint. If you look at someone who's colored their hair in a traditional sense, every hair is the same color. Now, normally our hair, if you look at someone who's not had their hair colored, it's actually a lot of diversity in the strands of hair. That one strand is a little darker, one strand is a little lighter, and it catches the light in a way that it actually looks different the way, depending on how you look at it. And there's something natural and inherent in that diversity of pigments that is what we have normally. And when you paint it, you're just picking a color and you paint the hair whatever color it is, whereas Hairprint, because each strand of hair has a nuanced color, it's because that was the color it would have been before it went gray in the first place.
Okay, so John, this is obviously, we got a lot of skeptics out there, I'm sure, who are listening to this saying, yeah, right, how could this possibly do it? But I'm telling you, I would never have you on this program if I didn't see this for myself. That's why I'm super excited that you're here today. I love this. This whole concept and this product is just great, and I think it's going to help so many people out there. How does this product restore gray hair to an original youthful color that somebody had? Explain it, please.
Okay, so the best way to explain it, I've found, is to use an analogy. And the analogy that I use, and you can hear my Boston accent here, I'm going to talk about parking cars in a parking lot. Okay, imagine that you have a parking lot with 100 cars, and you could draw the lines in the parking lot almost an infinite number of ways. You could draw them parallel at a little bit of an angle. You can imagine drawing lines in a parking lot to fit 100 cars a bunch of different ways. But as the cars come into the parking lot, they see those lines and they orient in a certain way, but there's many different geometries you could do. Well, our hair has this process that it templates the pigments in much the same way as the lines in a parking lot template where the cars go. And so as the pigments form, they find their little slots and they go in there. Now, when we go gray, what happens is we stop making the molecules that fill those slots. And so in the same way, imagine an empty parking lot. The lines are still there, but there's no cars. And so what hairprint does is assembles the molecules that are the natural molecules that are there. And then because it's gentle and it's in the way that it's designed is to not be destructive to the hair, those molecules, much like cars entering into a parking lot, find those lines and park and restore the color that it was before it went gray.
Well, John, of course, I have to ask you for full disclosure. I know our audience is very interested in natural health and natural living. You're a chemist, right? So automatically, I know how their mind is going. You have some sort of work that you've done in pharmaceutical industries, as I mentioned in the intro. You know, I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Is there any way at all that any of this stuff that you put on the hair could be toxic to the person? I mean, especially people out there who are concerned about autoimmune conditions or health problems. Please address that.
Well, every ingredient in this is a food-grade material. And so it literally is edible. It doesn't taste so good, but it's interesting. You can tell that this is a very different process because it has no smell. When you're applying the product, there is virtually zero smell. There's no fumes. There's nothing. So it's a very, very different product.
No, I think that's very important as well. I mean, it's a no-brainer for people to just simply face the facts and realize that if you go into any of these salons and you get your hair colored, I mean, it's just such a disgusting, toxic smell. I mean, I don't know. Can you speak to some of those dangerous chemicals that are in those products?
Well, I'm in the business of inventing technologies that replace the questionable materials as opposed to, you know, pointing fingers. I think that, you know, everyone's trying their best to do, you know, the best that they can. And so I don't want to be in the position of saying this is bad or this is bad. I just choose to work on materials that I can stand behind and say that this is good.
Fair enough, John. Makes perfect sense to me. What if you had red hair or blonde hair? Can this product help those people out?
No. And I'll say it again. No, not yet. We're working on that. We're trying to come up with a product that works for those colors, but this is for people that have, you know, black and brown hair. There's a different chemistry, so there's and it's interesting, it's a small percentage of the human population have the different chemistry that leads to the reds and the blondes, and we're working on it. And we didn't want to wait till we had everything. This is too important to us, so we wanted to move forward with this technology, but we are working feverishly to come up with the one for the other colors.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And for those who are interested in picking up this product, if you're on naturalhealth365.com and you click the podcast page where this program is being broadcasted, you're going to see the banner ad right there on the page. You'll be able to click it and go right to be able to try out the product for yourself. John, I understand that the ingredients are food-grade minerals and botanicals. If it is natural, does the color last or does it rinse away? Talk about that, please.
So remember, this isn't a hair dye. It's restoring the hair pigment to the hair. And so if someone is not gray, does it rinse out? Does it fade? No. And literally, if you were to invent the time machine and take someone who's, you know, had hair print put on their hair and then go back in time before they went gray, there's nothing in science that can tell the difference between the two because it literally is the same thing. And so in that, normal hair doesn't fade or doesn't, it will behave like normal pigmented hair does.
So that's interesting what you just said, and I didn't even know this. If someone doesn't have a lot of gray or, you know, none at all, and they start using this product because, you know, and I'm laughing, because they anticipate that they may be gray in the next few years, but, I mean, they actually utilize this as part of their, I don't know, yearly program. You're saying they could do that for the rest of their life and probably stay pretty natural in their color for many, many years to come. Is that true?
Yeah, and you know, I'm a chemist, so I'm not a person that understands the nuances of feeling of hair and whatnot. But anecdotally, people who are using this say that they love the feel of the hair, independent of the color. That it's a treatment that gives the hair body and has a very pleasant feel to it after being done. And so using the product on some kind of a periodic basis, you know, is I think people are already doing that, yes.
So John, you say that hair print is based on this green chemistry, right? I've used that a couple times already in this program. Do me a favor, explain what this means, green chemistry, and how did it help you to create hair print?
Okay, so we don't have enough time to go too much into green chemistry, but essentially, you know, green chemistry is the science of how to invent technologies that have minimal impact on human health and the environment. And while you might think that, well, gee whiz, wouldn't everybody do that, you'll find that the field of chemistry hasn't really put that on the, you know, high end of the priorities. If you Google classes that chemists take to become a PhD in chemistry, you look at every university you can imagine and look at the required courses to become a chemist, you will never, maybe there's some rare, you know, cases where this isn't true, but I suspect not. You Google any university and look at the required courses to get a degree in chemistry, you'll find never is it required for a chemist to take a class in toxicology or environmental impact. So when we ask ourselves, why are there so many toxic products out there? My response is, how could there not be if the field of chemistry hasn't seen that as being a primary component of becoming a chemist? So green chemistry is the science, the discipline to say, let's put that into chemistry front and center and imagine a world someday where all chemists learn about toxicity and environmental impact as just a fundamental way of doing business. Right now, it's a select small group of people that are doing it, but I'm hoping and praying someday that it just becomes mainstream.
John, I would just love it if you don't mind, just as a side note, because I know a lot of people are interested in learning more about the person. This is your first time on a program like mine. Maybe you give us a little insight. I mean, you really are a leader when it comes to describing the way a chemist should be behaving, should we say, in looking at things and trying to find ways to create something that would help society. I mean, what got you into it is really what I want to ask you. Why did you do this kind of thing instead of just being a conventional chemist?
I don't know. I think we can all ask ourselves questions of, you know, how we got to the destination we got to and why we took certain choices and paths and roads. But again, you know, part of it was that, you know, my life began as an industrial chemist. I worked for the company Polaroid, the old instant photography company, and some of my inventions were very successful, and we needed to get approval from the Environmental Protection Agency to go into larger scale processes. And we needed to interact with the EPA. And through that interaction of taking one of my inventions, I realized that there was this unmet need in the sciences that, you know, gee whiz, you know, here the biggest impediment to being successful with any product is going through some regulatory process, something like that. And here we have, you know, I'm looking at my undergraduate classes and my graduate classes, and nothing prepared me for that reality. And so we train chemists to publish papers in journals, but not to make products for society. And the biggest difference between publishing a paper and making something for society is the reality that individuals will be experiencing this. And so that component of making it safe and non-toxic for the environment is front and center in the real world, but not so much in publishing. And so I felt very passionate about this, and so I left my industrial job and went to the University of Massachusetts and started a PhD program with a group of friends in green chemistry. So the University of Massachusetts started to have students learning, and the response from industry was overwhelming. You know, they say, wow, you mean these people can invent products and they understand regulations and toxicity? And next thing you know, very, very successful, that industry. And so now, fast forward, most universities have offerings in green chemistry. They're not required classes. But if students want to learn about green chemistry, almost every university in the United States has some class, some offering to it. You know, but again, it's, from my perspective, it should be required. It shouldn't be for those who just the ones that want to, but it should be a part of the description. And so there's a nonprofit called Beyond Benign, and Beyond Benign has a program called the Green Chemistry Commitment, where it's asking colleges and universities to agree to bring into the curriculum enough material so that no student in the future will graduate not having this important information in their education.
Yeah, I see this as just a wonderful opportunity. You read my mind. I was going to ask you, is there an opportunity for those scientifically oriented people out there who are listening to this program to get more involved in this kind of work? And I would imagine your answer is yes, in terms of societies to join and conferences to go to and to learn from people who have already been in the trenches for a long time. Is that fair to say that there's a place where people can plug in?
Absolutely. And so again, you know, my friend Paul Anastas from the US EPA and I wrote the first book back in the 90s called Green Chemistry Theory and Practice. Now, it's not a page turner by any stretch, but it starts the whole thing and describes the 12 principles of green chemistry. Now there are probably a dozen or so books on green chemistry. There are journals, there are scientific conferences, there's organizations around the world that are doing green chemistry. The best place to go if someone is interested is beyondbenign.org. And that is a nonprofit that's housed here in the same building as the Warner Babcock Institute. And that is for K-12 educators and university educators to have a central location to find information about green chemistry.
I want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. John, this is truly extraordinary information. I can only imagine how many other things that you're employing all of this knowledge that you have, this passion that you have, and putting it into other products. Like you said already, you're working on, you know, those people who have blonde hair and red hair. Maybe you want to clarify first exactly what hair print is designed to be able to help, what color hair. And then please talk to us also about the term hair print. You know, what does that actually mean?
Okay, so again, we'll start with the what does hair print mean, because it's important for the first question. And so just like everyone has a fingerprint, everyone has a hair print. The lines on our finger that we look at as being a fingerprint, imagine that there are lines in our hair, like the parking lot analogy that I gave, that every individual has a unique and distinct hair print that defines their color. And so we've come up with a chemistry that uses that distinct hairprint to dictate how the color forms in a very natural and gentle way. And so the problem is that, and it's not really a problem, it's just part of the world, is that there are two chemistries in humans that make color. There is one chemistry that makes blacks and browns, And then there's another chemistry that makes blondes and reds. And the first chemistry that we've developed is the one for the browns and blacks. We're working on the one for the blondes and the reds, which is not there yet.
And there's a slight nuance, right, with terms of the product that the person is supposed to be get when they go and click the banner that they see on this page at Natural Health 365, and they go to fill out which product they want. If they tend to be more black or brown, you know, there's little differences. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and the reason for that is just, you know, because this is such a gentle process, if you wanted to have a chemistry, you know, we wanted to help facilitate, you know, people that have darker hair and lighter and lighter hair, and so we've just formulated a little bit different to help people decide.
And just to inform everybody out there, certainly, John, you want to make it clear that you have nothing to do with the company that's actually distributing and offering this product to the world. You are the inventor, though. It is your patent. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and obviously I work very closely with the company and the wonderful people, and I consider them all very good friends, and so we have a working relationship, but technically I work for the Warner Babcock Institute for Green Chemistry, and they have licensed our invention.
And for all those who are interested, I would strongly suggest you give it a try if this falls into something that you feel you're interested in. You know, just for ordering it, you go to naturalhealth365.com. You'll be able to click on the podcast that we have here for this gray hair, turning it into your natural color. You'll see the show page and the banner. And when you click it, yes, your purchase doesn't cost you anything more, but your purchase does help support our operations here. So we have an affiliate relationship with the company. But we are very pleased to have you on, John, today. I really want to thank you so much for spending time with us. And we are so grateful that you created this product. I can't wait to hear the other things that you create very soon.
Thank you. My pleasure being here. Thank you.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.